Welcome to the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast, where each week, Samantha Johnston, brand developer to the creative and confused, and Nicole Hoagland, small biz and confidence coach to the creatives, are having entrepreneurs share their real stories and tips about their honest and authentic success in business and how they have been able to lead boldly by being themselves. They are creating a movement to show you how to create your own version of success and empower you to be beautifully bold in your business.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us today on the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast. I'm Samantha.
And I'm Nicole.
I don't know why I wave every time as if they can see me.
Because I can see you.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Samantha.
Today, we're going to be talking about getting vulnerable in business, why it's important, and how you can move forward with it, building your stories, sharing things without feeling like you're showing your weaknesses or airing your dirty laundry. Because really, being vulnerable in business, the biggest reason it's important is because it lets everybody know you're human. You're not some robot that's perfect that gets, you know, that does everything exactly just so. We want to see the mistakes. We want to see the imperfections. We want to know that you understand us and where we're coming from. And, you know, your clients want to know that. They want to know that you get them. And sharing these vulnerabilities, sharing this piece of you is really how you can do that. And yeah, so that's why I think it is so, so important. And I know it's one of those things that's really difficult for a lot of people to do because they feel like it's showing weaknesses or it's airing dirty laundry or it's I don't know.
Or it's oversharing. Like it's like they feel like it could be like a TMI type moment.
Exactly. And I think that going based off of that, I think that what the biggest piece of making sure that you share vulnerability in a way that's still beneficial for your business is making sure you don't go past that TMI line. So for example, I've shared this before. I don't know if I shared it on here. I know I've shared it in other situations, but my favorite analogy for this is the bathroom measurement. And that is basically imagine that you're sitting around a table of friends and you've all just finished dinner and dinner isn't sitting quite right with you. You know, it's not agreeing with you. We've all had those meals and somebody leans over and they say, oh gosh, you know, dinner just isn't agreeing with me. And you go, yeah, me either. You know, I don't know what it was. And you start to commiserate and you start to talk about things like, was it the red sauce on the pasta? Or maybe it was spicy food over here or something. And you're talking and you're building that relationship. There's this bond that's immediately built versus the person who goes to the bathroom and, you know, dinner has its effects on them. And then they come out and they start to share what happened in the bathroom. That's when everybody goes, whoa, whoa, stop. I don't need to know. Leave it in the bathroom. So if this is your story, ask, is this the part that needs to be left in the bathroom? Or is this the okay to share at the dinner table portion? Because really you want the dinner table story. You want the one where they can commiserate, they can connect, they can build that bond. But you don't want that stuff where they go, whoa, I don't need to know. And I think that that's really where we need to measure our lines of vulnerability. The other thing that I like to tell everybody is the biggest benefit of sharing vulnerabilities isn't just in the you get me stage, but the biggest difference it makes in your business is being able to show them that you can help them out of whatever that situation is. So imagine being down in the trenches, you're out of the trenches, they need to get out of the trench, and you can explain to them and show them that you've been down there and you've come out. So it's that challenge to triumph story. So really, where's the lesson and can you show them how to get past that situation, that hurdle in that vulnerability story? So when you're sharing, don't share the bathroom stuff and make sure that you've got that journey you can take them on. If you haven't fully come out of that journey, maybe wait to share that vulnerability. Maybe wait to share that story until you've made it to the triumph portion. Mm-hmm. Because you really want to show them that you can bring them out of whatever situation it is that they're in. And now I'll let Nicole join this conversation as opposed to just monopolizing it.
No, it's fine because vulnerability is still something that I'm working on. Like as a new business owner, I'm still trying to feel where I and not necessarily want to be vulnerable, but how I can be vulnerable, because I do. I want to be vulnerable. And there's also this stigma of when you're not working for corporate or you're not working in a career that you have to immediately be vulnerable. And that's not the case, because vulnerability is so personal that it can actually be paralysis by analysis as you're trying to do it, because you're so tied to your story that you can't necessarily see if there's a message or a lesson outside of it. Case in point, when I left corporate and I started this business, I thought I had to leave everything on the table. Like, be like, this is why I started. This is what happened. Here's exactly detailed pictures of what was going on at the time. And as I was crafting this, and it was my first blog post, I'm just going to put it out there. So if people want to go read it, you can, of why I started this business, because I didn't want to start out being that stuffy corporate person that just was like, I started this business. Here's my first blog on everything I know about marketing. I really wanted to share my story. And I cannot tell you how many different drafts of that blog went through, you know, the editor for me, and how many people read it and, you know, gave their critiques and whatnot. And I will say that when you do leave the bathroom stuff out of it and you realize the lessons that you can show others about the journey you took, it makes way more sense to hit publish regardless of if it's perfect than if you still have those moments of bathroom talk in it. And you still have those moments of, I don't really know what I got out of it. I just wanted to word vomit everything into this because I felt like I needed to share it. And once I really made that connection, that blog post was truly something I was extremely proud of and didn't have a problem hitting publish when my website launched. There was really no fear around it. It was just, I wanted to share this story and I really wanted people to understand that there's more to just why I started Honestly Able. There's a whole journey I went through, and that these people can learn from it because there's a lesson out of it. There's a lesson of being able to really be true to yourself. So that's really why vulnerability is important, because not only does it humanize you, but it allows you a place to tell your journey, to tell the outcomes, to show people that you've learned and not just word vomit your entire journey, even though it's not done yet.
Exactly. And I think that a lot of times, even looking at things, because sometimes people are like, well, I need to be vulnerable, but what does that mean? And where do these stories come from? And how can you find them? You know, how do I pull them out of my memories? And really, I think a person who's great at doing this and helping you figure that out is Jessica Rastel. She just did the Story Bank Challenge in the Heart Centered Biz Bosses group, but at the time in which we're recording this. But I think you can still go check out the videos and all that fun stuff. And she opened the doors to her Own It Academy. So really, she's amazing at helping you craft your story, helping you realize what your stories are and how to share those vulnerabilities. One of the things she did at the Savvy Experience, the conference, was to ask us, what are some of the things that you view as weaknesses and how can you twist them and how can you reframe your perspective on them and make them a strength? You know, what are those pieces of your story that really are strengths that you view as a weakness? And that was huge for me. It was something that, while it wasn't something that I didn't not share, it's something that I just didn't openly share. You know, it wasn't on my website and it wasn't a story that I wrote about or I talked about often. But if somebody asked, you know, I'd share the fact that I didn't graduate college. I didn't, you know, I went to college. I just never finished. And it wasn't for me. It wasn't something that at a certain point I was like, I'm doing this just to do it. I am bored out of my mind and I don't feel like I'm getting any value out of it. I'm just spending money. And so I stopped. And, you know, it wasn't until my sister even said, you know, college isn't for everybody. Are you sure if college is the right thing for you? And so I stopped and I started only taking classes that I thought would help me build my craft. I started, you know, doing online courses and things like that and really fine tuning what I do. But I viewed it as a weakness. I viewed it as something that made me less valuable than other people out there. And really, instead, what it is it allows me to come to the table with a different perspective than people who are formally trained in college. And that's the strength of it. That's where the strength comes from. And so sharing the story that I didn't finish college isn't a stigma anymore for me. It isn't that I don't want to share it. Ooh, let me get really quiet and withdraw when I have to answer that question. It's, something that I proudly say now, you know, yeah, sure. I didn't finish college. College isn't for everybody. This is why I didn't finish it. And this is what I think it helps me be better at. This is why I think it's a good thing and not a bad thing. And I think that we need to recognize that with a lot of our vulnerabilities, the things that we can view as weaknesses, really there's a strength that lies in them as well. And I think that being able to pull those out is huge. And it's not just to allow people to say, you get me, but it also helps you to attract the people that go, oh my gosh, you're my type of people. Because being able to share that about myself, those are the type of people who are going to go, yay, I love her. Like, this is perfect. This is the type of person I need. I need somebody who thinks like this or who has this experience. And so being able to see that and be able to share those stories, it's going to help you to get those quote unquote ideal clients to come and find you as well.
And it's just also going to help you really, I don't want to say niche down because that's not the right word, but it's really going to help you not just find your people, but also find out who you want to be in the truest sense of the word. Because being vulnerable also means opening up that closet that you might not have wanted to open up and deal with some things that maybe you didn't necessarily want to deal with. But because you did that, because you tackled your weaknesses and turned them into a strength, because you went through something that may be tragic, and because you're sharing it, you're actually learning and growing as a person and taking off the masks that maybe you put on and didn't know about. And then that vulnerability allows you to really find out truly who you want to be, how you want to show up, and then how you can use that to your advantage. And that's really all it's about. It's really figuring out that fine line between not only who you want to be, but how much you need to share in order to show people exactly who you are and exactly why you should be proud of it.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think that if you get anything out of this episode, understand that the importance of being vulnerable is so that your ideal clients, your collaborators, anybody who's going to be looking at you basically can say, this person gets me. This person can get me to where I want to be. And they're my type of people. That's the importance in sharing it. And that in order to share your vulnerability where it is more comfortable, as well as it accomplishes what you want it to, and doesn't make it feel like you're showing weaknesses or airing dirty laundry, is to make sure that one, you don't share the bathroom stories. You know, you don't share that TMI. You stick to the lessons that can be learned. You stick to the commiserating and really show them that challenge to triumph journey, because that is really what's going to help you communicate that story in the best possible manner for them to really get the value out of it.
Mm-hmm. And if you are saying, yes, I want all of this, but I have no idea how to do it and no idea how to craft my story, we will have the link to Jessica's Own It Academy in the show notes for you guys. So you can go and sign up for that course and for that group coaching program, because it will help you figure out how you can be vulnerable without crossing the line and really crafting amazing content that shares your journey and stories in a way that brings value, that brings lessons, and that has your people going, oh my God, she's amazing, and thanking you for sharing that. So for all of these amazing resources, you guys can go to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for the show notes. And you guys can go over to beautifullybold.com/Facebook to join our Facebook group, where we'll be talking all about vulnerability this week. We will talk to you guys later. Thanks for joining us.
Bye, guys.
Let's get you leading beautifully and boldly in your life and business. Head on over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for more information about this episode, show notes, and resources on how to be beautifully bold in your business. There you can also learn more about the two beautiful women behind the movement. If you liked what you heard today, then head on over to iTunes and leave Nicole and Samantha a review. It's the little things that can have a huge impact, and your review would mean so much to them. This music is provided by bensound.com.